Today we present the fourth program in a new series on forest conservation featuring Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Our scene is Beaver Dam Forest. The golden light of early morning streams through the trees as three riders make their cautious way toward the open range that marks the forest boundary. Ranger Bill is astride his spirited young horse, Sparks, son of Daisy. His forestry aides, Joe and Sam, less used to the saddle than the ranger, are riding a pair of wise old ponies. As the three horses move along slowly, Joe and Sam edge their mounts closer and closer to Ranger Bill, as though fearful of being left behind. In the distance, crows wing their way above the treetops, and the sound of their call drifts back to the silent riders. Joe and Sam stir uneasily on their saddles. They keep eyeing Ranger Bill's rifle in its scabbard. The ranger, alert to every sound and movement in the forest, stares intently at the ground. Suddenly, his body stiffens. With a gentle tug, he stops his horse and springs lightly to the ground.
All right, boys. Pile off. Huh? Here's what we're looking for. That carnival lion came this way.
Oh, you found a track. Is that it, Ranger Bill?
That's right.
See, where is the track, Ranger Bill? I don't see anything.
Oh, here, Sam. Look here, Joe. You see this soft spot on the ground?
Uh-huh.
You see the big print? That's pretty fresh, too.
Oh, golly. Say, maybe he's right around here, somewhere close by.
Here's another print. Oh, he's headed for the open range again, isn't he, Ranger Bill?
Well, that's what I figure, Sam. Well, boys, believe it or not, those are the tracks of a lion you're looking at.
Wow. And an African lion at that.
Yes.
Oh, I don't mind telling you, I'd rather be up on Hawk Tower right now than trailing a mean old lion.
This happens to be a mean young lion, Joe.
You know something, Ranger Bill.
What's that, Sam?
It just doesn't seem real, all this. You, Joe, and I out here in Beaver Dam Forest trailing an honest-to-goodness lion. It doesn't make sense, and yet it is true, isn't it?
I'm afraid it is, Sam. Now, I've been thinking that I've done a lot of strange things as a forest ranger, but, well, this doesn't seem quite real to me either. Easy, easy, Sparks. Take it easy, boy. Well, boys, we'd better be getting along. Let's just follow these tracks along. We can lead the horses. Not far to the boundary and the fence line along the open range. Come on.
Get up there. Come on.
All I can say is that any fellow who'd let a wild lion loose ought to be... Well, something ought to be done about him.
Now, don't be too hasty in passing judgment, Joe. I happen to know the owner of the carnival that lion belongs to. His name is Davis. And I know that Mr. Davis is concerned as anyone about the animal getting loose. Because he's a cattle raiser himself.
Just how did the lion escape from that railroad car in town, Ranger?
Oh, somebody was careless, I guess. You see, Sam, this lion was just brought into the country. Pretty wild and untrained, I'd say. And first real chance he got, he broke out. Oh, we're still on his trail. You see those tracks, boys?
Yeah. It was a good thing that farmer saw him, or we'd never have found his track, I'll bet.
Say, do you think he's really dangerous, Ranger Bill?
Yeah, he could be, Sam. There are about 100 men looking for him, including Mr. Davis and his crew. Well, there's no telling what a wild lion will do when he's cornered. Well, here's the fence marking the boundary between the Beaver Dam Forest and the private range on the other side.
Gee, this is the first time I've been here.
What do we do now, Ranger Bill?
Oh, no more tracks, eh? He must have jumped the fence, and that means he's taken to the open range. That's not so good, but come on, boys. We'll work down along the fence line. There's a gate about a quarter of a mile south of here. In the saddle with you, boys. Easy does it, Sparks.
Let's go.
Take it easy, horse. You boys all right?
Okay, Ranger. Sure.
Keep your eyes and ears open, boys. No telling what we may find from here on out.
Say, who owns that range land across the fence, Ranger Bill?
A fellow by the name of Tom Glover. He and his wife, Betty, have just taken over this land and the old house that goes with it. They're a nice young couple just starting out.
Gee, that's tough.
Well, what do you mean by that, Sam?
Well, I think that's mighty poor grassland to try to make a living on, that's all.
Ah, you're learning, Sam. Yes, Tom Glover's going to have quite a job building up this range. Had a lot of abuse through the years.
Oh, it's been overgrazed, is that it?
Yes, Joe. Too many cattle have been put on this grass. In addition, they've been allowed to graze too early in the spring and too late in the fall. The grass is another natural feed, just haven't had a chance to restore themselves.
Well, then that means someone's got to plant new grass and restore this range artificially.
Oh, that's right, Sam.
Oh, is Tom Glover going to do that, Ranger Bill?
Well, I'm afraid Tom is making the same mistake others have made. I think he's carrying too many cattle here. I've talked a bit with him, but seems... Easy, Sparks. Easy, easy. Hold it, boys. Listen.
Oh, that's just an old cow mooing.
Sure, but she's in trouble of some kind.
Say, you don't think that lion could have
I'm going to
something.
Find out. Let's head for the gate, boys. Keep up with Sparks if you can. All right, boys. Come on, boys. Come on, get up. Get up, boys. Come on.
Bill, Sam, just up ahead there. And there's the cow.
Look, Ranger Bill's kneeling down by something on the ground. See, it's a calf.
Whoa there, boy. Whoa there, boy. Whoa.
Hi, boys.
Oh, golly.
Oh, the lion got the calf. See, is it dead, Ranger Bill?
I'm afraid so, Sam.
Oh, gosh.
I don't like the looks of this. Seems to me that lion has killing in his blood. Pretty obvious he didn't want this calf for food. I wonder if...
What, Ranger Bill?
Well, I was wondering if this was his first kill, and I just hope that...
Oh, someone's riding this way, Ranger Bill.
Oh, I see him, Joe. Looks like Tom Glover.
Gee, I feel sorry for him just starting out and all of this now.
Golly, look at him come.
Hello, Tom.
Another one, huh?
I'm sorry, Tom.
This makes the third calf he's brought down, Ranger. It's enough to get a man down.
I know. I know, Tom. Tom, I'd like you to meet my two young assistants, Joe McGuire and Sam Freeman.
Hi, Mr. Glover.
Howdy, boys. Doggone the luck, anyhow.
Don't worry, Tom. We'll get that lion before too long. A lot of folks are out after him, you know.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I could be getting in some good licks at reseeding this section of my range.
I know.
Instead of chasing a wild critter all over the country.
Oh, that's too bad, Mr. Glover. You know, we were talking about that before. About the need to bring back good grass on this range.
That's what I aim to do.
Fine, Tom, but what about your stock? I guess you're planning to get rid of some of your cattle, aren't you, until this part of your range is ready again?
No, I just thought I'd bunch them all up there at the north end, where the grass is pretty good yet. I just can't afford to sell any of my stock, Ranger.
Well, Tom, I don't see how you can afford not to.
Excuse me, Ranger Bill, but don't you think we ought to get back on the trail of the lion?
Oh, of course, Sam. Tom, this is your land, and we're at your service. What would you like us to do now?
Just a minute, Ranger. What did you mean I can't afford to keep all my stock?
Well, suppose we hit the saddle, Tom, and we can see what we're talking about as we move along. That lion can't be far off.
Okay, Ranger.
Come on.
Now, Tom, to get back to what we were talking about, your plan to improve this part of your range is fine, but the rest of it, well... I just don't think it's so good. You've got too many cattle, Tom, that's all. They haven't been able to get enough feed on all of your land. And now you propose to concentrate the same number of stock on just part of your range. Well, Tom, don't you see what's going to happen?
Yeah, I see what you're driving at.
You'll be ruining the only good section of land you've got left, because there won't be enough food to go around. The cattle will still be hungry and underfed. Well, sure, you'll be restoring this part, but you'll lose out in the long run.
I never thought about it that way. But look, man, who'd buy the cattle I was willing to sell? You know yourself, they're pretty scrawny. And
yes,
just...
sir.
Say, those were gunshots.
The shooting is off there to the north.
Holy smoke. My wife Betty is up at the north end of the range where most of our cattle are.
Oh, God.
I left her there standing guard.
Oh, Mrs. Glover may be in trouble. All right, Sparks. Get up, boy. Come on. Come on. Get up. Come on. Way over there to the left, Tom. Near that thicket.
The lion must be in the thicket. Be careful, Betty. We're coming.
She's raising the gun to her shoulder. She's going to shoot. Easy, Sparks. Easy, easy, boy. Hold it now. Whoa.
Are you all right, Betty?
I got him, Tom. I got him.
Nice going, Mrs. Glover.
Oh, are you sure you're all right, Betty?
I think so, Tom. Oh, but I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. That big cat's done for. Took a lot of courage, Mrs. Glover.
Yes, sir. Betty's got plenty of that, all right.
He was headed straight for me, and I just had to shoot him.
Well, I don't think he could have taken him alive, Mrs. Glover. Oh, the boys have caught up with us.
Gee, who shot him, Ranger Bill?
This lady here, Joe. Meet Mrs. Glover.
Oh, I'm proud to meet you, ma'am. Golly, he was a big fellow, wasn't he?
This is Sam, Mrs. Glover. These boys work with me.
Hello, boys.
How do you do, Mrs. Glover?
Well, Tom, that's the end of the killer. You can get back to your regular work now, and we'll be getting back to ours after I've sent word around that the chase is over. Joe here should be up on Hawk Tower right now looking out for forest fires instead of hunting lions with us.
Wait just a minute, Ranger. We got the lion, sure. But I'm really no better off than I was before.
Well, how do you mean?
I've still got a tough problem facing me, and, well, I'd appreciate it if you could help me out on the answers.
Well, it's not as tough as it seems, Tom. Well, now, look, you were wondering about selling some of your cattle, weren't you? And you've agreed that's the thing to do?
How can you, Tom? Who'd buy them?
I'm looking to the ranger for that answer, Betty.
Tom, do you remember the old saying, it's an ill wind that blows no good?
Sure, but I can't see what that's got to do
well,
with myself.
Look, Tom, this whole business with its wild lion does have a happy side to it, I'm glad to say. Now, I know Mr. Davis pretty well.
Yeah, he's the owner of the carnival that the lion belonged to.
That's right, Sam. And he's also a cattle buyer. Now, he owns some fine feedlots where range cattle are fattened up for market.
Say, that's mighty interesting. But still,
well, now, look,
is that
Tom, I talked with Mr. Davis last night when the lion got away. Now, he told me he'd make it up to anyone who suffered any damage because of the lion.
Oh, that's swell. He'll pay for the calves, then.
And he also told me he was looking for stock to buy. Now, I'm sure he'll take yours, Tom, and at a good price, too. In fact, I'll call him right away.
Gosh, I don't know what to say, Ranger.
Now, there's no need to say anything, Tom. You'll be all right, you and Mrs. Glover. You're on your way to building up your grassland and your herd as well. And you'll find that even with fewer cattle, you'll be getting better beef, better calves, and better money. Because you'll be restoring and maintaining your grassland. Well, let's go, boys. Easy, Sparks. Take it easy, boy.
All right. Get him
easy. Goodbye, Mrs. Glover. So long, Tom.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Ranger.
So long.
Goodbye, boys. Thanks for everything.
Oh, gee. Look at them back there. Mr. Glover's got his arm around his wife.
They're a fine couple, all right. And like many Americans before them, they're making their home on the range.
Oh, boy, that's my cue, Ranger Bill. Come on, harmonica, do your stuff.
And so Ranger Bill's experience once again has brought new hope to those who depend upon nature's bounty for their happiness and livelihood. You've just heard the fourth in a new series of programs on forest conservation with Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Next week, we're in for another exciting adventure when one of the worst enemies of the forest strikes home. We'll be joining Ranger Bill and his young assistants again in a story called Wings Over the Forest. Bill Scott, Forest Ranger, comes to you with the cooperation of the Forest Service, United States Department of Agriculture. Bill Scott is written by Bilger Berghoffen and produced for radio by Van Rensselaer Brocon. Your narrator has been Whit Vernon.